Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it.
Here because we want to talk about the wedding. You know, thank you so much to everyone who gave love on our wedding day and even post-wedding. I know we spammed you guys with pictures and content, but you know, it's been a long time coming. It's our 11th year together. And, you know, it was finally time to seal the deal. And for those who aren't too familiar with who we are, of course, we have some friends and followers from way back. Hey, guys. Hi, Kanam and Jen.
Hello.
Yeah, you'll get to meet him and, you know, he'll get to reveal more of his personality here. Diba? Lapit ka na konti. Ayan. So, guys, actually, mas bibo pa to sa akin eh. But yes, introduce yourself.
So, I'm Engineer Morgan Say, and I'm the husband of Janina Chan.
Love that.
I'm a strategist and negotiator and troubleshooter for my daily career. I assist high net worth individuals and groups to strategize, negotiate, and solve their problems. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of private equity and mergers and acquisitions advisorship as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Love that. Mm-hmm. Biodata. Okay. And for me, for those who are new to me, I am actually a professional host, multi-platform host, and content creator, podcaster, and yeah, hopefully doing more content like this to help you guys out also when it comes to lifestyle and yeah, et cetera. Hopefully we do family vlogs too. Why not? That would be great. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. And yeah, now we're going to talk about the wedding basically. Hope this serves as a guide. Well, it's good for us to look back at it from our POV also. So it's both kind of like an e-diary looking back at the moments and how we felt about it. And also hopefully it helps you guys too. We're going to give some of our tips also and some of the lessons we learned. And yeah, let's start with the first because I, you know, just for some structure, we made it into 7 tips. So the first is basically the type of wedding that you want to have. I think that's so important to know the type because it could be a beach wedding. It could be, you know, a cultural type of wedding, right? Right? Because sometimes, you know, pag Indian, may mga ganong traditions, et cetera, diba?
Yeah, and because of that, the date of the wedding matters. You have to choose which date of the year on the theme that you're choosing.
Yes. And for us, we were planning it since way back, right?
Yes.
We only announced it earlier this year that we were, you know, engaged to be wed. Pero noon pa lang, we already knew that we were going to be married. So since last year, we've been looking for venues. And I think it was your dad's idea to check out the Peninsula Manila, diba?
Yes, of course. A classic venue that was since the... You know, ever since the 1970s, it's been a beautiful venue and it's always been iconic in Makati.
Yeah, exactly. So I think also na parang dun tayo kinilig because we were like, I mean, of course, whenever you go to Penn, nakakakilig yung Christmasy vibe dun. And I think that was one of the reasons why I was like, why not make it Christmas? Mm-hmm. But really the main reason also is because we want to pay tribute to God, right? And it was this season. It was December 2. It was a good date also to get married. Alam mo yan, pag Chinoy families, nagka-quadit, di ba? Hokkien. Oh, yes. Mag-hokkien ka nga.
Di ho mo.
Oh, di ba, guys? Okay, so yeah, anyway, it was December. I was gonna be a December bride. And we were like, okay, let's go traditional Christmas wedding. So reds and greens and gingerbread cookies, you know, not like Winter Wonderland. Although it's beautiful also. Pero a part of me wanted something more unique. I mean, I love yung mga, the usual, di ba, mga florals and pastels. But this time you see the pine elements and acorns and berries. And it's just like a Christmas movie na nakakakilig. It was like heartfelt. And this is also the season for love and for family. And we're starting our new family.
Yes. So it's a very exciting direction we're having.
Okay. So yeah, that was the type of wedding we were going for. And you also wanted to, I think it's also important to know from there, no? It's going to stem from there. You'll know what type of coordinator you need, you'd be needing, and the type of suppliers you'll be needing as well.
Yes. So if you're choosing a coordinator, there are two kinds of coordinator arrangements that you'll be choosing.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the one-click package where you don't have to think of anything. The one-click package is where the coordinator will do your theme, they will do your program, they will take care of all your suppliers. In fact, he'll just be attending your wedding. So for some people, they like this arrangement where they don't even think of what's gonna happen in their wedding and they just attend and everything's there from all the little details.
Susunod na lang sila,
so diba? The one-click advantage is wala ka nang iisipin, and the disadvantage is, well, you're gonna be overpaying for a lot of things because in this arrangement, Basically, they're going to have a lot of commissions and basically patong with the suppliers that you'll be paying for. So sometimes you'll be paying more than twice or thrice for certain items. But these are the things that you'll have to pay for as premium for not thinking anymore.
Grabe naman you're not thinking anymore. But yeah, totoo naman. It helps. Course, yeah.
And then for those who want to, you know, maximize every penny or every budget they have, and for the same budget, maybe you can do something bigger. If you do on the day coordination arrangement, basically on the day arrangement is the coordinator just coordinates with your supplier. So basically you feed the supplier to the coordinator. You did all the financial deals. After you do all your financial deals, basically si coordinator na ang mag-handle ng mga deliverables nila.
Parang extra assistance. Although hindi siya on the day lang, di ba? Nakatulong. Yes. I mean, pumapatak siya, I think. It will still depend on your arrangement, diba?
On the day arrangement kami. So, malayo pa lang, pinabato na namin yung mga na-deal na namin suppliers para i-coordinate na niya kung ano yung mga dapat i-deliver na lang.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, from there, you'll know your mga must sa suppliers. And yes, it will come easier from there. And I think next would be number three. Actually, we tackled one and two. Diba? Type of wedding and the theme. Third would be the venue and styling. So we did mention that our reception was at the Manila Peninsula. Manila.
Yeah, so peninsula. One of the...
Anyway, so also the church was at
Santuario de San Jose. So normally you would choose a church in a venue that's a reception venue na medyo magkalapit. In our case, it became Green Hills and Makati. So it's medium. So it was not the ideal case scenario. But I was also trying to find other churches during that date. But apparently, we couldn't match that. So that's just one of the best choices that we had. Because aside from it being one of the best choices, that Santuario de San Jose and Green Hills was our family church where we go to every
Sunday for them.
So it was very
meaningful. You know,
meaningful.
Yes.
So, and at the same time, it's not anything that's less than 1 hour away from the venue. Yeah. Still acceptable, but if your church and venue are more than 1 hour, including traffic, Nana, more than 1 hour away with traffic, then I don't think that's a wise thing to do. So you have to calculate it. So I did time in motion. I did it through traffic on the same Saturday, which is our wedding, and kaya naman siya in 40 minutes. So I said, okay, let's do it.
It's not bad because ours was at 2, tama no? And then the reception was like cocktails.
Our church ceremony was 3.
3, but you tell people too.
Yeah, we told people too.
Yeah, of course. And then, yun na nga, 6 o'clock for cocktails, etc. But, you know, I actually appreciated the 40-minute car ride because that was my time to rest a little bit. And yeah, I guess up to you to weigh your priorities and your options and whatever works best for you guys. So yeah.
So in choosing the two venues, aside from the distance, you also choose the venue that's most convenient for your guests. So some people, of course, they choose a destination wedding. Well, it's up to you if you want to do that. Of course,
logistically harder.
Yeah, for a lot of guests. So basically, if you invite a bunch of guests, a bunch of them will think twice of spending just to go to your wedding.
Pero masaya din, di ba? Yeah. Parang may added vacation, like more reasons to have that getaway.
Yeah.
So
you have less guests in a destination wedding versus, say, somewhere near where all your guests are. So if you're someone from Manila, Cebu, or Baguio, then of course you choose the one that's nearer to your guests.
Yeah. And I think one of the reasons also why it's convenient to have a hotel venue, the parking is better.
Exactly.
Also, and you know, the air conditioning, you know, got to think of the comfort of your guests. And I think when it comes to that, like more technicalities, you were mentioning the like over inviting is important.
Yes, of course, because when you have a minimum guarantee with your food arrangement with the hotel, or if it's a catering, or whether if you choose a independent venue, then you have catering or hotel, they'll tell you, you have to pay for at least 100 packs example, or 150 packs. But what if you invite exact 150? Do you think 150 will come? Then you're overpaying for food.
Yes, you have to be firm with this, okay? Kasi syempre, negosyo rin nila to. I mean, diba? No one's like in the wrong here, but you gotta know how to maximize everything.
When I was talking to the captain waiter sa aming venue, I told him, so usually, ano ba yung mga statistics? So he was telling me, like, meron sila mga guaranteed na 200, ang dumating 120, so 80 packs kagad yung tapon na food.
Yes, sayang din, especially completed. Yeah.
Yes, meron siyang 150 guaranteed, ang dumating 80, or yung meron silang 100 na guaranteed, and dumating 80, Yeah. So medyo maganda yung status niya, 20 na yung tapon. But still, 20%, if you look at the percentages, sayang. Kasi if you know how to do your invite gaming, kasi may game yung invite, eh, yeah. No? So if you're inviting a lot of VIPs, I'll expect that a lot of them will have last minute things that they will have to beg off from your wedding, even if they've confirmed.
Yeah, don't take it personally. Sometimes it really happens. And for those who even RSVP'd, sometimes sila pa yung wala. Mm-hmm. Talagang it really happens and it's part of the events industry.
Yes.
You know?
So even sa mga ninongs-ninangs, no, sometimes some of them will just make it to the church.
Mm-hmm.
I've not just our wedding, no. A lot of weddings that I've attended, mga ninong-ninong, hindi ko nakikita yung iba sa reception.
Baliktad, so depends, diba?
Yung iba naman sa reception ang dumating. So
yes.
It depends.
You have to be flexible talaga and you have to, you know, brief your coordinators properly so they know kung biglang magkaka-extra table. Meron tayong fallback plan, diba? Mm. Okay, so
you always over-invite. So example, you have 100. So that's an easier number to work with na in when say 100%.
Yeah.
So you over-invite 120, 130.
Mm-hmm.
So kung lumagpas, then just at least yun na yung babayaran mo yung lagpas, no?
Yes, yes.
Pero the chance na lumagpas is very slim kasi like in our wedding, ang guaranteed namin was 200. Ang in-invite namin was close to 300. Kasama
it?
Yung mga nag-decline, ah.
Kind of, yeah.
Kasama
not
yung mga
sure.
Nag-decline, no?
Uh-oh.
Eventually, ang naging actual count was 215
mm-hmm.
and 5 kids. So, yun yung naging actual count namin, no? So,
yeah, intimate lang. Intimately grand.
So, I just paid for the extra, no?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, ang nag-guarantee ako eventually ng up to 225, I think. Or
okay.
220, 220, yes, yes. Yeah, 220. So, 5 lang yung, ano, 5 adults lang yung, ano,
okay.
Sumobra sa akin.
Yes.
Pero ang ganda ng ratio, di ba?
Not bad, yeah. Okay, next one would be wardrobe. Mm. And wardrobe styling, you know, the look, the beauty look, especially for the ladies.
Mm.
We know, maybe that's number one on your list, the dress, right? Say yes to the dress. I was so fortunate enough to have friends who are really amazing, super gracious. I had 4 different looks. Usually it starts off with a bridal robe. And yes, it wasn't a robe. It was a dress more of, but it was inspired by a Mugler 90s dressing robe. And I loved it. The first look was by Happy Andrada. Custom. It's frilly. I wore it with my Lily and Matilda shoes. Not exactly slippers, but you know, priorities for the legs to look longer. And second was by Krisnik. It's a beautiful classic halter dress with bows, and I decided to style it with a hat also. Of course, everything assisted so well by Weddings by Kath. Shout out Kath and Gail and to everyone, the babe.
Yes, they were really good.
Yeah.
Team.
Krisnik also provided for your suit,
yes,
and bow. Super dapper. You looked really great.
Yeah, very nice suit by Krisnik. So I do highly recommend Krisnik for all the grooms out there.
Yes, of course. We love you. And we also have, of course, for the church ceremony gown, it was by Daniel Manila. He's a great designer from Valenzuela. And noon pa siya nananamit sa akin eh. So we have a good relationship also. And he also provided for the gowns of our two moms, diba? Mm. Our moms, your mom, my mom, and really amazing and gold. And for my look for the church, parang ang dami daw nagulat na hindi siya beaded, but that was the point because I wanted it to be pristine and classic, and the focus was on the silhouette more of it. Had a structure, but it was big, but not in a cupcakey way. I felt like it was just like a beautiful classic holiday Barbie bride. That was the look I was going for, kind of like a vintage Barbie. You're just like, yeah, okay.
Mm.
He's like, okay, I had one suit. Beautiful suit, but yeah, ganyan talaga pag girls maarte. And like the veil na may pagka hood vibe. And gulat ka ba with the look with like the bow on top, and then the pop of red lipstick, Dior 999, of course. Our scents were also by Dior, right?
Yes.
Scent of the day.
Dior.
What was your scent?
The Gris Dior, one of the best sellers of Dior.
Wow.
Lovely scent.
Oh, diba? Love that. And you also had like a balm. We both have balms.
Lip balm from Chris Dior.
Christian Dior.
Christian Dior, yeah.
Chris Dior. Close sila. Okay, and also I had my makeup, of course, done by Albert Corniawan and team Buknoy for our hair. They also did the makeup and hair of Mom and Jess. And yeah, for our bridal party, Entourage gowns were by China Mamawal. Oh, before that pa pala, you see, I have four looks nga pala kasi. Reception gown by Julian Sihuko, super amazing. It was inspired by a Christmas angel. So, like, the back had, like, sequins na mukhang wings and the front part with a beautiful neckline. I love that so much, like, the wavy neckline. Very unique. And we had a lot of different beads and rhinestones and, like, stars on the dress as well. Kind of like a Dior holiday vibe also, actually. Mm-hmm. So I really love that. Shoes, at the start, we had MX Studio as well. It's reminiscent of like ballerina shoes. That's why. And yeah, for, yeah, I was saying China Mamawal for the entourage dresses. She also dressed you for the Tinghun, diba? Mm-hmm. Yes, Daniel Manila also dressed me for the Tinghun. And for, yeah, we also were able to give our girls like bags by Bling & Co. Really beautiful bags and clad for their jewelry and accessories. And yeah, Buknoy for hair. Na mentioned ko na ba? Amazing hair. Mm-hmm. And we also have, of course, number five, the little touches naman of the theme and the big day. So because it was Christmas, it was nice that we saw how the venue was transformed also, right? Mm-hmm. With lots of trees down mm-hmm. the aisle. And our flower girls were Christmas angels. Did mm-hmm. you like that part?
Wonderful.
Super cute. So they had angel wings and mom just added more, you know, frills to it para mas maganda. And the gowns of the little girls were by House of Enchante and the wreaths were by Petalier. Super nice. Umiilaw pa yan with lights and with bells, Christmas bells. Mm-hmm. And you can literally hear them walking. And also everyone's flower bouquets were from Petalier as well, like the Christmas balls. And I was like, oh my gosh, sana hindi magbukang lufa. Pero, you know, great thing that there was proper planning and execution. And they really were so neat. They showed me a deck pa on how they would look like para, you know, walang gulatan. Mm-hmm. But my bridal bouquet also, I had one from Petalier, the roses, and one by Gideon Hermosa, of course. Thank you so much, kids. And ang nakakilabot is, diba, when you look for a stylist for your big day, I guess it's related to the venue and styling. Mm-hmm. It's really important that you connect. So, ang galing kasi nakakilabot, Gideon's birthday is on Christmas Day and it's a Christmas themed wedding. Mm-hmm. So it's just so great. And yeah, the invites were by Print Divas. That was really nice. You liked our invites, right, hon?
Wonderful invites.
What can you say about it? The red
ones?
It's
very classy. So something that when you receive, you know that you're getting something that's very privileged to be received.
Wow, taray. Love that. Yes, with our monogram, reflective monogram. And actually inside the design was made by me also. Dapat actually peg lang yan, but I ended up enjoying it. But at least I feel like it was a nice personal touch to the invites as well. So yeah, being resourceful, diba? We were both very hands-on with this.
Yes.
Much as we can, we'll contribute to it kahit kami pa mismo gagawa, diba? Mm. And I guess like the little details like the entrance music, if you're ma-arte like me, you know, I really enjoyed my entrance music with the choir. Nag-practice pa kami. Yung it's like, Queen, can anybody find me somebody too? And then it opens, the door opens, love, right? And then pagpasok, it transforms into another song. The Dreams, hey now, this is what dreams are made of. The Hilary Duff iconic song, but in a choir version. Like, when I hear you smiling, I go, oh, diba? You know, fire lang my moment. And I think it really added to everything, to the overall vibe. And I really loved also our exit song. Mm. Like, I can't see me loving him. I don't even know if he noticed. These are all like my little things, you know, as girls detail oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the petal throwing at the end. I love that picture. I think you have to have a shot list of what you want talaga. Of course, one major supplier you have to take in consideration is your photo video team. Nice print did so amazingly since the start of our journey, right, Han?
Wonderful.
From the proposal to the Tinghun Godparents Day down to the music. You know, if you're very particular, it helps with the overall vibe and the overall impact. Diba? Depende rin yun sa song choice kung maiiyak ba yung guests mo or not, right? And I think it's not really a little touch, but I really liked your wedding vows also. I was telling him kasi, please make it sweet and genuine, and he definitely delivered. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Yeah, so mine was like more short and sweet and straight to the point because I knew na, yeah, we had travel time pa.
Yes, of course.
From the church to the reception, which was like a 40-minute ride, right?
Yes, and one of the things that why you make the vow nice is because it's going to be replayed during the same day edit video, which is going to be later tonight. And once your vow is being played there, if you didn't prepare for it, it'll look, you know, not really as nice on the video. Parang sloppy. And like if you make it very powerful, then it really creates a good video for the SDE.
Yes, but of course you're not just doing it for the video, right?
Of course, it's overall.
Overall, yeah, we can keep replaying it. I loved it, and you really delivered it also with, you know, assertiveness. Yeah, I love that. And yeah, I loved our little moment when we were about to kiss and we were like, right? Mm-hmm. That was fun, right? Mm-hmm. And it made our guests laugh a little
bit. Yes, yes.
So it's a party after all. So my last two tips are related to your guests as well. So number six is about the activities, like from your cocktails or, you know, mga little things that they can take home, right? So like at the as you enter the peninsula as guests, you will be directly led to the upper lobby because we had cocktails there. Super grateful for that whole moment because they had gingerbread cookies and hot cocoa, diba? Super nice. And also little hors d'oeuvres that they can have fun with and take pics with. And basically what they would do there is wait for us to enter, and you have like that iconic Manila Pen bridal welcome with a pen page and everything, and with "Here comes the bride." So did you enjoy that part?
Wonderful, wonderful part. So if you choose the peninsula, they have this different kind of program. When after the wedding ceremony, you enter the venue, then everyone's poised na to hihintayin ka, so everyone's primed. Na once you enter, everyone claps and waves
tears,
at you.
Yeah.
So it's very nice.
Yeah, it's a great energy.
Yeah.
It's one of our first few moments as husband and wife, and it was definitely one for the books. And it was just so great to accept that energy and all that love. Mm-hmm. And after that, I changed into my second look already, my reception gown. And then it was our guests, they were allowed to go inside the foyer area already, and may mga activities done. So you had a photo booth area. This is by Moments Lab, and it's so amazing. Great quality, right, for the photo booth.
Wonderful.
It's magnetic also.
Yes.
And also custom, the borders, you can customize it. And the backdrop is by Tipping Point Collective. We have a cute bear there also, and that was by PH of Fourth Wall, and PH also did a fabulous job. Fourth Wall did a great job for the venue styling for the reception as well. But right before that, meron din kaming perfume bar by Tally. Mm-hmm. So it's also great because it added not just the aesthetics, but it also added to the little trinkets that they get to bring home. Parang souvenirs na rin yan. So we had like home fragrances that they can choose from, and these are Christmas-inspired scents as well, and they're also personalized. So the bottles were personalized with our monogram and custom design. And also we had custom design on their selfie mirror. So my corner doon, diba? We love taking mirror selfies. That's also by Tally. Really amazing. So yeah, once you enter also, we had venue fragrancing by Lumi Candles. So you can choose the scent of what your guests will smell. So grab a sensory experience siya. And I think it just made it more fun and festive. And yeah, I guess now we are down to, of course, upper lobby area. Almost forgot. We had beautiful cakes, tower cakes by Audrey's Pastries. It really gave that kind of like a French vibe to it. Remember those tower cakes?
Mm-hmm.
Like cream puff towers and macarons and Madeline. Mm-hmm. So really amazing Audrey's Pastries. And one of those cakes I used to surprise him later at the reception for your birthday cake, diba?
Mm-hmm. So it was a wonderful birthday cake as well. So these are the things that we were able to put together during the wedding.
All red. And nagulat ka ba sa birthday ano mo, cake?
Yes, of course, because I didn't see that in the program. So that's a good surprise.
We made sure that he didn't know anything about it. Okay, and speaking of the program, we are moving down to the last tip, which is all about the program and the reception. So we kind of ended up hosting it, but we actually had Tim Yap facilitate and host the first part when he was introducing us. And it wasn't really super planned. We're just kind of like, you know, we grabbed the extra mics.
Yes.
And we just really wanted to engage with our friends and family because it felt more intimate that way. And kami dalawa kasi we're madaldal.
Yes. And if you have the ability to, most of the guests would really appreciate getting to know the bride and the groom. Kasi I've attended a lot of weddings na the hosts, mas nakilala ko pa yung host kasi yung nagpapakasal, kasi they're the ones talking, they're the ones, you know, chit-chatting in front. So the bride and the groom feel like, you know, some people that you can't talk to. And like what we did, we became hosts, so we were talking to the crowd, and we also interviewed some of the crowd. So, mas parang nakilala ng mga tao yung bride and groom. And it became a really fun event because of the tri-hosting, no? Kim Yap and the two of us.
Yeah, and also because I think it was also our personality. But no pressure naman, if it's not your personality, you'd rather just, you know, sit there and enjoy everything. Up to you. But if you're bibo like us and hindi mo mafe-feel na nagtatrabaho ka, because we didn't even feel like we were working. Mm. So I kept getting asked, why did you host your own wedding? I'm like, I didn't even feel it. I feel like I'd be more tired if I didn't get to speak to people, you know, because it's our personality.
Exactly. So, it depends on you if you want to do it or you just want to relax on your wedding day and kumain lang. That's up to you. So, other couples choose this one, yung mga mas private, yung ayaw nila magpakilala, then you can choose that.
But I highly suggest it because it's fun, especially kung bibo kayo. Kasi mas fun and mas pwede mong kulitin yung guests mo, which was what we did, diba?
Exactly.
So, we nangulit kami sa mga godparents namin. We asked them some questions.
Yes, of course.
Those who weren't able to attend our godparents' day, which was another thing, actually spearheaded by you. Just a quick tip. Sing it lang natin for our couples who are thinking of visiting their ninongs and ninangs one at a time. I know it's so taxing. It takes a lot of your time and effort. Maybe try doing your own godparents' day as well. That's a time where you can give your gifts and spend time with them. And at the same time, they can also network with each other and, you know, make new friends. And I think everyone appreciated that. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we basically for the program, we kept it short and simple as it could be. Lahat ng mga musts like cake cutting, shout out as well to Cakes by Manix, of course. That grand cake was just amazing, right? Mm-hmm. Super nice. White Christmas cake. And the mga dances, mother-daughter dance, and then mother-son dance. Yeah. Diba? Marami daw naiyak sa mga dances. And at the start, we didn't have a game anymore, but we had a raffle. So at the start, we had like these cards, note cards that were like our wishing cards or parang well wishes for us, and then they would hang it on the Christmas trees. And then that's what we used as the raffle entries. And we gave away like Shanghai Sulu GCs, shout out, syempre plug na rin, right? And we also had Yugen diffusers. Thank you so much for those, Yugen, and Guerlain perfumes. And we also had like just the little details like extra ornaments on every table, and I made sure request ko yun to make the napkins be like a heart shape just so it's like more cute, and we had like ornaments that people can bring home with them. And also I guess that is it basically. Anything else that you wanted to add? There was a DJ, but it was like a gift by our friends, so up to you guys if it's your personality. And everyone still kind of stayed on because of the activities that we had at the foyer, like they were waiting for their pictures, like for Moments Lab. And they were getting more sense from Tali as well.
Mm-hmm. So there, that's our wedding gist and how we pulled off this kind of beautiful wedding. And if hopefully you were able to get some tips from this discussion that Kwentuhan that we had about the wedding.
I almost forgot. We also had like, just to make it more Christmassy, I made sure to add like a ballerina, parang vibe lang at the start before we entered, like to dance Nutcracker and also a choir to sing with me for a duet. So that was very nice because it was meaningful. They were the choir that I heard in my village's church. And that was the time na may pinagdadaanan ako, like Bell's Palsy and all that. Test of faith. And it's just more meaningful that way. So it was definitely one for the books. And thank you guys for watching. I hope this gave you lots of tips. And thank you for being a great partner throughout all the planning and the process, right? Anything else to mention?
So those who want to ask some questions, please comment down in the comment section so that we can address the questions and probably help you how to set up your own grand event.
Yes, and I think it's really important that you have, you know, manage each other's expectations. Alam kong marami nag-aaway when it comes to wedding planning and stuff. Pero it's good that you communicate well and that you're both on the same page as well, diba? And also, just have faith. I think this was also a test of faith because it was also kind of like a mini project. Actually, it was a big project. I'm still tired until this day, but we all lifted up to God. So thank you so much, God, for helping us execute this amazing wedding. And huge shout out to all of our amazing suppliers as well and collaborators. Yay! I'll list them all down below.
All right. So if you found this video very nice and helpful, subscribe to Janina channel.
Oh, love that. If you're watching on YouTube. And of course, if you're here on Facebook, don't forget to like, share this. And if you're listening through the podcast, rate it 5 stars. Please rise up with Janina Chan. Bye, guys. Till the next. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.